This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Hi, my name is Delta. I am from Jamaica. I have been living in the U.S. I am currently serving in a capacity as a charge nurse with Sanford. My husband is here with me in the U.S., lives in Fargo with me, so that's really wonderful having my family with me. So for me, I wanted to experience healthcare in a first world country. Again, I also wanted better opportunities. Of course, nursing is vast and wide in the U.S., and better financial gain, of course. It has been really exciting. It's new, and I love that. So, of course, leaving from Jamaica to North Dakota, that's like a complete 360-degree turn for me in regards to the weather. But outside of it being cold and snowing here, there are lots of fun activities that can be done. You have sleighing, you have hockey, ice hockey. There are lots of other outside activities that can be done while it's in the winter. And of course, we have four seasons, so that's fun. Also, one of the things I love about being in North Dakota too, the people here are very friendly, they're warm. And that's why I have literally been living here ever since I migrated. It's hard leaving, being comfortable. And I love that. The people here are very warm and very friendly. And that's why I'm still here in Fargo, North Dakota. When I just came here, I wanted somewhere that was very close to work, that was super comfortable coming from home. So I chose to live in one of the considered high-end apartments here in Fargo. I had two bedrooms, two bathrooms. They had gym, spa, saunas, pool, all those fancy stuff, outside parking, and I was paying like $900. So I started here in 2017 on a med-surg unit. I am still with the same unit, of course, to the sense where I do get a sense of family, togetherness. Really good support. So that's why I'm still with Sanford. And as Laura pointed out, there are opportunities for growth. We do have autonomy as nurses here, and you have really good support on a daily basis with Sanford.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
Sanford does provide opportunities for growth. We speak about different aspects of nursing. It's all available there. You are able to, as a staff, to apply for any post that's available in any department. So that's a plus for me. A sense of team or family. That is what you need leaving your home from something that's very familiar, coming into something that's very unfamiliar. You do need that support. You do need that teamwork. There's always somebody there to support you on your journey. Of course, coming here, you are provided with an orientation. You have a preceptor that's available to you working on the unit. There is a clinical care leader that's always available as a resource person. There is always protocols you can use. If you're unsure, just basic putting in your vital signs. There is a MUSE score that helps you to decide what do I need to do from here with this patient. There are other persons that there is always available for you to call on. And for me, that's the kind of support I needed, leaving my known to an unfamiliar environment. I also spoke about the fact that you have autonomy here at Sanford. As a nurse, it's expected if you are advocating for a patient and you do speak to that doctor in regards to the patient, it's expected that you have been with the patient, you are going to give some recommendations. And so far, I've never had a negative feedback because you're being asked, what best do you think I can help this patient with? And that's the environment you want to work in. So I think that's a good reason to choose Sanford, of course. And I am kind of moving away from the hospital setting. Fargo on a whole, it's family oriented, it's quiet. When you speak about driving, especially for my country, we drive on the left side of the road versus coming here, driving on the right side. Traffic-wise, I think it's pretty easier to learn, so to speak, how to drive while living here. Again, it's family-oriented for persons coming with their family, with their children. Almost every facility that I go to, there is a post saying that there is opportunity for work. So those are some of the reasons I would say choose Sanford here in Fargo. In regards to safety, I'm going to look at it from the clinical aspect. So we do have committees that are on the unit that ensure we are adhering to safe measures. Oh my gosh. Sorry about that. That we are adhering to safe measures. We have a fall committee. There are protocols that are put in place just to help with safety of your patient. We look at scanning of barcodes. Of course, we encourage the use, 100% use. It serves as a safety measure, of course. Use for argument's sake, you are going to administer a medication. This may be an incorrect dose. The minute you scan that medication, of course, it tells you this is not the correct dose. So that, again, serves as a mean of safety. Even going into the AccuDose, this is where you get your medications from. There are safety measures there. There is always something in place to help you to adequately care for your patient. I also spoke about charting in regards to your medical charting, your electronic medical records charting. When you're putting in, say, your vital signs for a patient, this patient may have a respiratory rate at 24 breaths per minute, may have a blood pressure systolic in the 80s. Automatically, it tells you that you need to be monitoring your patient this much frequently. This is who you need to notify. So as somebody coming in new, you may be unsure as what to do. It is there. It is there as a guide. It is there as a support. And of course, definitely safety measure for your patients.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.